Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
We all know what it is to be afraid, don't we? We're afraid of different things, but we all have our fears. And we all handle our fears in different ways. Some of us confront our fear. You may remember this name, G. Gordon Liddy. He got national attention after the Watergate scandal. Liddy is one person who confronted his fears. When he was a boy, he was afraid of rats. So he caught some rats, cooked them, and ate them. I'm not making this up. As a child, he was afraid of thunder and lightning. So he strapped himself to the top of a big tree during a major electrical storm, and he stayed there until the storm was over. Well, that's one way to deal with your fears. Confront them. Some of us do confront our fears. Some of us just deny our fears, pretend we're not afraid when we really are. The best thing that we can do with fear is to turn it over to God. Paul wrote, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear." In other words, it's never God's will for his children to live in fear. One of the reasons Jesus came into the world was so that we would not be afraid. Paul writes, "The Spirit you received brought about your adoption, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." In other words, when we are afraid, we have a father, a daddy, we can turn to. That's what Abba means, daddy. People have always had fears. Faith helps us deal with those fears. But in many of the world's religions, the fear of God or gods was a problem. Many ancient rituals were designed with one goal, to please an angry God. Jesus turned that all upside down. He showed us a God who is approachable and caring, a God to be loved, and a God who loves in return. He is Abba, Father. We are his children. We're heirs to every good thing that Father has created. Do you have fear today? Fear of aging, fear of dying, fear of being alone, fear of failure or of rejection. All of us have something that we're afraid of, but we know that with God on our side, we need to fear nothing in this world. There was a nature show on television. It was about a mama black bear that had given birth to two cubs. One cub died at birth. 3 weeks later, the mother died. The cub was left to fend for itself. An orphaned cub is like a walking buffet for predators. And the camera showed a hungry-looking mountain lion. One day, the orphan cub met a giant male black bear. The little cub cowered when he saw this big, older bear. The bigger bear looked around and seemed to notice that the mother bear was not there. So he gave the little cub a friendly nudge, and then the camera showed the little bear happily trailing along after the big one. The adoption papers were signed. The camera followed along as Papa Bear taught the cub how to hunt and catch fish, and how to scratch his back against a tree. One day, the two bears got separated. The cub began to cry and look frantically for his father, but couldn't find him anywhere. The cub approached a stream where he learned to fish, and something caught his attention. He saw a mountain lion ready to pounce. That same mountain lion had stalked the cub for the entire show. There was no way the mountain lion would have gone for that cub with Papa Bear around, but now he had his chance. The camera zoomed in on the cub. He automatically initiated the posture that his adopted father had taught him. He stood on his hind legs and he showed his teeth. Then, like his father would have done, he let loose with a mighty growl that should have echoed through the forest, but it was only a tiny bear cub squeak that came out. It looked like the end for the little bear cub, but then something amazing happened. The mountain lion lowered his head and ran away. The camera moves back to the proud little cub standing tall on his hind legs, and then we saw what the little cub could not see. A few yards behind him, at full ferocious height, his sharp white teeth bared in a snarl, there stood Daddy Bear. He may not have made a sound, but he was there. Even though the cub couldn't see his father stood guard and protected him. The little cub had power available, greater than anything he could produce on his own. His father was watching over him. Our Heavenly Father is watching over us. Regardless of what fear you are facing today, a scary medical diagnosis, the daily anxieties of wondering what the future holds, the loss of a job, or whatever it might be, turn it over to God. Let your prayer be, "Daddy, I'm scared, but I know that you are with me." There it is. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear. Don't be afraid. God is with you.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.